Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Deborah Moriarty. I work for General Dynamics IT. We have the contract for the White House to put out the website for President Obama from his inauguration in January 2009, and then the redesign or the retooling for the infrastructure for Drupal in July when we started 2009.
And so how did Drupal come into the picture for being an option for running the whitehouse.gov?
The new media team, the administration, wanted an open source platform that they could involve the community in, back to the idea of transparency and involvement and being able to give back to the community.
I see. And what was it like to work on this project and collaborate with other shops and everything in order to bring the website together?
It's been an amazing opportunity and experience working with such great Drupal shops as Phase 2 and Acquia, bringing in people from the community to offer ideas and suggestions and assistance. It was a whirlwind. Obviously, we have a very big site for a government site, maybe not compared to some commercial, but for a government site, there's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot of security reviews, a lot of involvement with the customer and their security department to approve things and make sure that everything is tight and we're not vulnerable. So it's been an amazing trip.
And so I imagine there's had to be a little bit of training also, the internal White House team running the website and everything. Maybe just talk about like who's doing what on the whitehouse.gov.
Okay. The new media team at the White House is a very tech-savvy, media-savvy group, very innovative, forward-thinking. They are very quick to identify what they want to use, their products, Drupal being one of them. At the time that we first started this, Dave Cole was on the new media team and he was their technology leader. He has since come over to the CIO side and he is now my counterpart as the webmaster, be it all, for the website. So he's been a tremendous visionary as far as putting the features together, determining what type of modules, where the next step they want to take the website is, technically based upon what the new media office wants visually process to put out there.
And last fall, Dave Cole from the White House new media team went to a Drupal meetup and there was a video of him basically announcing that it was in the works to be able to work with the White House legal counsel to be able to work out the legal implications of contributing to an open source project. Can you give us a brief update as to what's happened since then?
Yes, there are certain parts of the website, certain modules that have been customized or built by this team that will be released to the open source community. If I'm not mistaken, the URL is going to be /technology off of whitehouse.gov. And there will be a couple now, and then as we get more approvals and more acceptance, more things will go out back to the community for this effort.
I see. So we have the sort of highest level of government of contributing and becoming a member, a full-fledged member within the Drupal community, in other words.
Absolutely. Government historically is a little more conservative in terms of their security for their websites, specifically whitehouse.gov. It's the voice of the nation. It's the voice of every single person here. If something happened to our website as far as defacement, that goes out to the world. Our traffic is worldwide. Certainly concentrated in the United States, but we are hit from every country worldwide. So our sense of security has to be paramount, not to put an embarrassment or a blemish on the American public.
I see. And having spent the week here at DrupalCon, what is your intention in terms of like, what are you trying to pick up? What are you trying to learn and while you're here and all these different sessions going on in San Francisco?
I think the most I've gotten out of this is that I want to take Drupal as a CMS, as an application and a platform, out to every contract I look at bidding for other government agencies. I don't do private work, I do government contracts, submit bids for. So Drupal will certainly be one of those platforms that we consider as a top consideration to offer out to our customer in a bid.
And so what do you see as the future of Drupal and government then? What can we expect on the horizon here?
Since the White House has put it out, I think the acceptance for other agencies is certainly higher. Certainly it's already in use in several agencies, but the acceptance level is certainly coming up. Quite notable is yesterday's announcement from the New York State Senator Andrew Hoppen of his putting his source code out. These type of things are just, will continue the openness and the acceptance level and the sharing of information.
Great. Yeah, I got to say, you know, just seeing the different members in the community when the WhiteHouse.gov launched, there was a sense of like looking at the source code and seeing, you know, different modules that people have worked on, you know, on the WhiteHouse.gov. What does it feel like to be working in the Drupal community and open source project and contributing to a website like WhiteHouse.gov?
Back in October when we launched, it was one of the most exciting moments of my life and our team's life. It was like a countdown. You know, we had a group of people at the office and we're counting down as we're switching the website over from the old system to the new system, and we have Akamai as our CDN, so it's an instantaneous switch over and it's exciting. And then the White House put out the announcement that they had gone to Drupal and we were just hit and besieged, and the tweets were going and everybody's just really giddy because it was just an exciting moment to see this turnover and know that you're part of the change in history, the acceptance of an open source platform.
Okay. And finally, do you have any other, you know, thoughts in terms of like what you know of the White House and what their future plans, what kind of stuff they want to do with the website?
Certainly what has always been talked about over this past year for their website, and certainly what we're working towards, is more user involvement actually with the website. Being able to take in information and reply back and develop that community of conversation on the website. Just again, with a government website and this being WhiteHouse.gov, security is paramount. And it's our face to the world. If another person from another country wants to come visit WhiteHouse.gov, they're going to come there. So we have to take all this into consideration and how we get the ability to allow the public to interact in a supportive way for the American public.
And is there any other additional plans in terms of like open data and government transparency in terms of like where Drupal fits into that? I know that the World Bank is one institution that just recently launched an open data initiative, but it also seems, according to Tim O'Reilly's keynote, a big sort of trend in terms of like the future of the web is making a lot of data available. And do you have any sort of insight in terms of like what you see on the horizon on that front?
As far as open data, as a government contractor, I don't know what they do on the political side, so I don't know what data they would have to make available, but certainly one of the data sets that we are making available now on the White House is who visits the White House. And the end of every month, we take a list from their intake system and we post it. So anybody can go to the site and search on who's visiting the White House and who they're visiting. So that, I guess, goes to lobbyists and the public who want to know who's visiting.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Ken. Nice to see you.